This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. You know, Rick believes the Lord is using this global pandemic to call us to a deeper love for God and our fellow man. That's why he's bringing us the fourth installment of his series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't, taken from the book of James. In a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get a copy of Pastor Rick's DVD study kit called Daring Faith. This powerful tool will inspire you to new heights in your walk of faith with God. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Helps Me See the Truth.
Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. The Lord says, "My thoughts are completely different from yours." Does that shock you? You think that because you're watching 24-hour news, you think this is important and this is important and this is important. God must certainly think this is important. And I think this is important, this election and all these different things. God says, "My thoughts are completely different from yours." Now, you either believe that or you don't. God says, "My thoughts are completely different than yours." He has a different political opinion than you do. "And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my views are higher than your views." Now, based on that particular verse, let me ask you a very personal question. How long has it been since you changed your mind about anything? How long has it been since you changed your mind about anything because you got more truth? Not fake news, but got more truth. You see, if you never change your mind about anything major, it means you're not growing. You're not growing in your faith. You know, even somebody as brilliant as the Apostle Paul had to change his views over time. In Acts chapter 26, verse 9, Paul says this, "I was once convinced that I had to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth." Well, he obviously changed on that one. God wants us to care about people no matter what their views represent, and think that those people whose views they think represent God, he said, just realize my thoughts are different than their thoughts. Jeremiah 14, verses 15 and 14 and 15 says this, "The Lord said, some people claim to speak for me, but they're deceived and they're lying. I didn't even speak to them, much less choose them to be my prophet. Their messages come from worthless dreams, useless predictions, and their own imaginations." He said, they're not a prophet. Their message came from worthless dreams, useless predictions, and their own imagination. "Therefore, I will punish these people for claiming to speak my will, even though I never sent them." All right? That's serious. Don't think your views are God's views. Number five, God says, "I'm deceiving myself when I confuse keeping current with being wise." When I confuse keeping current with all of what's going on in the world is the same thing as wisdom. Now, that's a big mistake. You know, being well-versed in all of the current news and gossip while being ignorant of the eternal truth of God's word is self-deceptive. Spending more time watching the news than reading and studying the good news, that's a problem. Thinking that because I can quote the lyrics of the newest song or the most recent sports statistic, or the stock market prices, or the latest political news, that doesn't make you wise. You only get wisdom from God's book of wisdom. As I said a few weeks ago, you probably need to spend less time in Facebook and more getting your face in this book. 1 Corinthians 3:18, God says this, "Don't fool yourself." Here it is, give into self-deception. Don't fool yourself. Don't think that you can be wise merely by being up to date with the times. Whoa. So if I've watched everything on my favorite news channel and I know everything that's going on, that doesn't make me wise? No. No, it doesn't. See, here's the problem. There's a lot of faulty information out there. There's a lot of fake news that you can't accept without fact-checking first. Jeremiah 7, verse 8 says this, "You are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless." You need not that more news in your life. You need more good news in your life. You need the gospel in your life. All right? Sixth, God says, "I'm deceiving myself when I think I have the right to judge others." Oh, boy. This one gets close to home for all of us. When I think that I have the right to judge you, when you think you have the right to judge anybody else, you are deceiving yourself, God says. He says it over and over and over in Scripture. This one hits all of us because we all assume that we know other people's motives. You don't know other people's motives. You don't even know your own motivation most of the time. You can't figure out why you do what you do most of the time. And if you can't figure out what you do, what makes you think you have the right to judge other people and that you know why they do what they do? Over and over and over again in this book, in Scripture, God says that judging others is a sin. James says it, chapter 4, verse 12. God is the only lawgiver and judge, and He alone can save and destroy. So who do you think you are to judge somebody else? It's self-deception. In other words, every time I judge somebody else, I'm deceiving myself. Every time you judge somebody else, God says you're deceiving yourself. I wish I had time to show you literally dozens of other verses that say this, but I'll just sum it up with what God says in Galatians 6:3. If you think you're something when you're really nothing, you're only deceiving yourself. Bam, boom, that's it, okay? He says, don't judge others. When you do that, you're falling for self-deception. You're not the judge of anybody else. Number 7, God says, I'm deceiving myself when I think wrong friends won't influence me. Do you remember when you were a teenager and you were probably hanging out sometimes, you might have hung out sometimes with somebody less than reputable? Some of your friends didn't have that good of a reputation. And your mom or your dad warned you, you know, you should stay away from that person because they're bad news. They're going to bring you down. They will mess you up. They will influence you in the wrong way. And how did you reply? Mom, Dad, I'm not going to get into trouble. I won't let them influence me. But you know what that was? It was wishful thinking, and it was self-deception. It's always easier for somebody to bring you down than for you to lift them up. Gravity's on their side. Moral gravity's on their side. It's easier to pull somebody down than for you to lift them up. 1 Corinthians 15:33, don't fool yourself. In other words, don't deceive yourself. Bad companions will ruin good character. Bad companions will ruin good character. Now, that verse doesn't just apply to teenagers. It applies to young adults and middle-aged adults and even senior adults. The wrong friends can bring you down at any stage in your life. If you don't believe that, then God says you're deceiving yourself. Self-deception. Finally, let me just give you one more. I could have given you a long list of these. Let me just give you one more. God says I'm deceiving myself when I think I can sin without consequences. When I think I can sin without consequences. You know, we think that if nobody knows about our sin, then we're getting away with it. But God says, that's a self-deception. We always, always, always reap whatever we sow. It's a universal law. Galatians 6:7 says, don't deceive yourselves. No one makes a fool of God. You will reap exactly what you've planted. So, if I've planted seed to gossip, then people are going to gossip about me. If you cheat other people, you will be cheated by others. If you demean and dismiss and are arrogant to other people are going to do that to you. You will reap what you sow. If you're unfaithful, if you betray other people, you're going to find yourself betrayed in some area of life. It's the law of the harvest that what you sow, you will reap. It's a universal law. And to think, well, I can get away with this. I can sin and get away with this. It won't happen to me. There's a word for that. Self-deception. It's also self-deception to pretend we're perfect. 1 John 1:8. If we claim to be without sin, in other words, we claim to be perfect, we deceive ourselves. There's that word again. See how much the Bible has to say about self-deception? We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now, I just quickly ran through 8 of many, many, many ways that we tell ourselves, what we tell ourselves is not always the truth. So then the question becomes, how do I find and change my natural tendency to lie to myself, to believe my feelings when my feelings aren't always accurate, to believe my thoughts when my thoughts aren't always the truth? How can I see the real me? How can I be the real me? How can I change the real me? How can I work on my blind spots? Well, let me just close and write these down, just give you 3 simple suggestions to get started on how to work on your blind spots. Blind spots. Number 1, ask God for clarity. That's where you start. When I know that my heart is deceitful, that I often tell myself things that aren't true about me, okay? I'm playing tapes that were said to me by my parents or my peers or partners or friends or whatever on the schoolyard. Ask God for clarity. In Job chapter 34, verse 32, Job says this. He's talking to God. Teach me what I cannot see. And if I've done wrong, I will not do so again. That's a good prayer. Pray the prayer of Job. Lord, teach me what I can't see. We all have blind spots. And the fact that they're blind spots means I can't see them. I can't see my blind spots. You can't see yours. So first ask God for clarity. Teach me what I cannot see. God, show me the blind spots in my life. That's step number 1. Number 2, after you've asked God for clarity, number 2, ask my small group for help. Yeah. God puts other people in your life to help you. They see things in you that you can't see. They can see your blind spots just like you can see theirs. Proverbs 12, verse 15, fools think they need no advice, but the wise listen to others. If you think, oh, I can just work on this by myself, I don't really need anybody to talk to me about my blind spots. Really? That in itself is a blind spot. That in itself is self-deception. Fools think they need no advice, but the wise listen to others. The best place to do that is in the safety of a small group. And just say to your small group, you know, guys, I really want to work on my blind spots. Can you help me? I know you love me. I know you accept me. And I love you and I accept you with your blind spots. You know, it's like in a marriage, but I don't want to keep these all my life. I don't want to live in self-deception. Help me to see where I'm deceiving myself. Okay? You could do that with your small group. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says this, look closely at yourself and test yourself to see if you're living the faith. Well, how can you do that? You can do it in a small group. Help me to look closely at myself. To test myself, to see if I'm living in the faith. Where am I fooling myself? Where am I kidding myself? Where am I not being realistic? What am I missing? What are my blind spots? So I ask God for clarity. I ask my small group for help. Number 3, I ask Jesus to change me. We all know that Jesus said, I am the truth. And he said, the truth will set you free. So the closer you live to Jesus, the more your life will be filled with the truth. Now, what does that mean? It means you're going to be less vulnerable to self-deception. And it means that you won't give into it as much because you're walking in the light of God's truth. And the more you walk in the light of God, which helps you and helps me see myself as I really am, and helps me see others as they really are, the more we're going to move out of self-deception into reality. You know, this is one of the real reasons Jesus came to earth. He came to save you by dying on the cross and paying for all your sins. But in John 9:29, Jesus said this, "I have come to give sight to the blind and to show those who think that they see that they are really blind." So he's clearly not just talking about physical blindness here. He's saying, I've come to earth to help you see your blind spots and to help you get your sight so that you can see yourself as you really are. Next week, we're going to talk about authenticity in life. This is the foundation of it, to stop self-deceiving myself. What I would do is I would pray the prayer that David prayed in Psalm 19, verse 12. And here's what he says. None of us can see our own errors. Do you see that? None of us can see our own. I can't see my blind spots. You can't see your blind spots. None of us can see our own errors. So deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, from hidden faults. I want us to make that our application this week. I want us to pray, Lord, deliver me from my hidden faults, from my blind spots, from my self-deceptions. In fact, I'd like to end with a prayer of deliverance right now. Just as David said, deliver me, God. I want to be free from these. I want to be able to see them. So I'd like to end with a prayer of deliverance. Will you pray with me? Let's bow our heads. Dear God, this has not been an easy message, but it's an important one. Because as you've said, when you know the truth will set you free. I want to be free. And I want everybody who's listening to this message to be free. To be free from the delusions and the deceptions. Not just the ones that the world sends us. The fake news and the fake values and the deceptions of the world. But the ones that we have inside ourselves. There are people who see themselves as incompetent, and it's not true. There are others who see themselves as unworthy, and it's not true. There are others who see themselves as unlovable, and it's not true. And there are others who see themselves as unforgivable, and it's not true. Lord, help us to realize that when we live our lives based on lies we tell ourselves, we're never going to be happy and healthy and holy. But when we face the truth and we live in the light and we see the real me, then you can change us. So help us today to take these steps. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer. Say, God, first, I'm asking you for clarity. Show me what I can't see. Just like Job prayed, I'm asking you, show me in my life the weaknesses, the faults, the blind spots in my life that I can't see. I'm asking you like Job for clarity. Show me what I can't see. And then, Lord, give me the courage to ask my small group to help me grow. I don't want to carry blind spots into the new year. I can't work on something unless I know it. I've got to name it before I can change it. So give me the courage to get some people in my life and to ask for advice and to not just think I can figure this out on my own, because I can't see my own blind spots, but I'm sure others can. And then Jesus Christ, I'm asking you to change me. Transform my life. Make me like you. I want you to work on my weak spots. I want to be stronger. I want to be better. I want to be healthier. I want to be more like you. And I'm asking you, Jesus Christ, to do that. Help me to review these notes and these 8 ways that I have often deceived myself, and help me to actually work on each one of them one at a time so that I would be living in the light and living in the truth. Jesus Christ, I give myself completely to you. And I ask you to change me and transform me. In your name I pray. Amen.
If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Now, if you'd like to step out of an ordinary existence and into a life of extraordinary faith, then you're going to want to order the Daring Faith DVD and Study Kit by Pastor Rick Warren. Here's Rick to tell you more.
How'd you like to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to make the changes you've always wanted to see in your life, your work, your family, and in the world? That's not a dream. That's exactly what God wants to do in your life. He wants you to learn to live by daring faith. The Bible says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. Now, to help you develop that kind of faith, I put together a Daring Faith Study Kit, and it includes a DVD and it includes a workbook. Now, there's 6 sessions in the Daring Faith Study Kit, and it'll teach you these 6 things: how to build a life of faith, how to expect the best from God, how to stretch your imagination in order to see what God wants to do in your life, to expand your vision, how to have the courage to take the initiative with your faith, how to face your fears with bold faith, and how to believe and what to do while you're waiting on God. You cannot afford to miss this series. It was one of the most important series I've ever done at Saddleback Church. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3:12, because of our faith in Him, we dare to have boldness and courage and confidence in coming to God with freedom and without fear. I want you to have that boldness, that courage, and that confidence when you come to God in prayer. I want you to come to Him without fear and come to Him in freedom. God will use this Daring Faith Study Kit just like He used it in the lives of tens of thousands of other people. He'll use it in your life if you'll trust Him in all things. So get this kit today and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the Daring Faith Study Kit, a 6-session DVD and workbook, as our way of saying thanks. Go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.